And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show covers some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I mean, this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, it's that time of the week. It's that moment in time where we pause and we bring in other folks who help make this place work. And so my favorite segment every week is, we call it Boomer McQueen. Boomer, you know, he's here every day. McQueen, she shows up and graces us with her presence, and we get opinions from them, and it's good. So without further ado.
You always make me laugh.
Without further ado, give us the whoop whoops to start it off. All right. Boomer and McQueen, y'all know the deal. I throw out a question, and y'all give me your unvarnished opinions.
Got it. Unvarnished.
Right. Unvarnished.
Bringing it.
There is no varnish on this opinion. All right. So here's my first question. We talk a lot on this show about the military. We talk about, you know, what's going on with the military, what's going on in the world. You guys have, you know, incredible ties to Ukraine because of, you know, family and that kind of thing. See things happening in the world. Here's my question. You are also the parents of two great kids. One of whom you're welcome. Thank you. You're the parents of two great kids. Would you want either one of them to go in the military today if they were old enough? Who's first? Oh, y'all, y'all are staring.
I'm ready, but I was waiting for McQueen. I was being a nice husband.
Oh, I can answer that. Heck no. I have a 5-year-old. I have a hard time that I have a 1.5-year-old now. Like, I don't like, I mean, I don't like to even think about that right now. That is a really hard thing. I will say that under the presidency that we have, I sure would not.
Okay.
That's just such a scary thought. It's hard to even look that far down the road. But like with the presidency that we have right now, and with just the way our military, I feel like, is treated, and just even like things that we've seen where there's not been plans, they just like are. It's just reactionary.
Like Afghanistan pullout.
And even in Ukraine, I feel like everything is just kind of reactionary. You know, like what's going on there. So that's really scary. But I also know that's not something that we can necessarily control or have say in, because that's something that is such a highly respected, you know, duty to your country. And if that's something that, you know, our kids, oh my gosh, this is going to make me cry, want to do, you know, down the road, like, I mean, I would be so proud, but like, it's so scary. And I think also even just from the time, like, that, you know, that you've served, we're in such a different world now. It's a terrifying thought, but I don't think it's really our place to say at that point in their life if they want to make that decision. But again, depending on who the I know you're like ready to jump. You're chomping at the bit.
I'm so ready to jump on this. And
okay, you go. You have a better answer than me.
What you said, but this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that I have the utmost respect, and I am so
absolutely
proud of our
absolutely
military.
Mm-hmm.
But what our commander in chief and other people in power right now are doing to our military and pushing on our military and on our U.S. citizens is unbelievably wrong. And for me to support what they're doing right now, like the transgender and all that other stuff, I personally would say, man, you need to double think this right now. But again, I have the utmost respect for our military,
yes,
and I'm
absolutely
proud of our military.
Okay, yeah. So... What I heard from y'all was you don't dislike the idea of someone desiring to serve in the military.
Correct.
Right, absolutely.
But you're questioning hard about whether you'd want them to join under current leadership.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that summed it up a lot
because
better
why,
than I said. Uh-huh.
But why...
You gave the mom version.
She gave the mom version. But why would, like... for me, if he's going to join the military or one of our children is going to join the military, I want them to go in strong and learn how to fight for our country, not learn how to, oh yeah, are you actually the right gender? No, I don't want that. Yeah. I don't want them to push those things on my kids, even if they were in the adult phase of life. I want them to be taught this is your country and this is how you defend it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's, okay, fair answer. I mean, I agree with all, you know, I've got family members in the Army right now. And there are times when I'm concerned that they're in the middle of something that, you know, they have to toe the line to get promoted, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right.
And I hate that idea. Although I will say this, I also trust that person in my family implicitly. He's doing great things, and he's not yielding to anything. But I agree with you. I understand the sentiment right now that in the current management leadership that we have, it's a difficult idea to think about your kid going and joining under those leaders. Leader.
And I'm not saying that the whole military is like that. I'm just saying from what we hear right now, just from the top down,
yep.
That's what confuses me. That's what frustrates me.
Yeah.
And I think probably joining now versus if you had joined 12 years ago and you've already been, you know, you've seen it and you even are aware of what kind of like the change and how it's changed since, you know what I mean? I think you'd recognize that too. Or, you know, 20 years ago or 30 years ago versus like if you were to join now, I think it's just so
different.
And
I'll be honest with you, I served through a different time. I came through early days of my career were in the Cold War era.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, distinctly what it was like to see Reagan as the commander-in-chief. Mm. I served under the Bush administration, which, you know, may have had some policy decisions I didn't agree with sometimes, but at the same time, it was very much a pro-military environment. And then I also, of course, served post 9/11, where there was a national sentiment of pride in the idea of being uniformed service because we were going to go take care of those that did something to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of things that just aren't in place right now. And I think what you guys described, what the sentiment that you guys as parents described, is being played out everywhere because our recruiting numbers are so low. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Mm-hmm. And that's scary because it is. It's like you said, double think it. Like think that over before, you know, right?
Yeah.
The way it is right now.
So. But I still say it took a Carter to bring us a Reagan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I believe that there are still any number of good people out there, families like y'all that are raising kids. They're going to be amazing military leaders and troops, and we'll just see what happens.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, next question.
Ready.
Okay. This one has less of a mama bear attached to it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
And, you know, did you notice it was funny? We kept saying he, because I'm thinking, Paisley sure ain't doing that. Yeah,
your little girl's going to rule the world, I'm pretty sure. I've seen some of her. She's strong-willed.
Yes. Oh, that she is. Yep. She is.
Very much so.
She had her 18-month doctor's appointment today, and she has made it out of the first percentile. She's a giant. She's now in the third. So, yeah.
Oh, boy.
She's also a hoot, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. She's...
I think one of my favorite memes. Well, of course, there's always the one where she's talking to you and you're that video.
Oh, right.
That's hilarious.
The Star Wars one.
Star Wars. And then there's the one where she called her grandmother on the phone by herself.
Yes.
But then there's also the meme you did of her at home versus her at daycare. Like, that's not the same child.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why she laughs and coos at you all day long because she comes home and takes it out on me.
Oh, they all think she's this perfect angel. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay, next question.
Trickery.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready.
Southern border. So you haven't been in the studio, but we've been talking southern border for the last hour.
Okay.
So, all right. So we're a benevolent country. You know, we're the send us your huddled masses, you know, and we're the place that people want to go to in the world. We have so much. All right, but what's the dividing line? What's the difference between being, you know, willing to enforce our borders versus extending a hand of compassion? What's the difference?
Mm-hmm. Extending a hand of compassion, in my eyes, is helping someone in need or for someone to come over in the correct way and for us to be able to provide citizenship if they go through the correct channels.
Okay.
I mean, in my eyes, again, that's in my eyes. Not for them just to come over and let everyone pay for all their medical expenses and who knows what else.
All right. But what are you saying?
Well, I would totally agree that there are a lot of people that are, you know, they're coming over the proper way and getting citizenship and working towards citizenship the way that you should, there's a lot of people that go through that process, and it is a process. It doesn't just happen overnight, and it is hard. Like, I mean, I'll say I'm sure thankful that I'm not the one patrolling the borders, because I'd be going like, oh, you brought a teddy bear. Yes, you can come through. You know, like that. Like, I have such a heart for that sort of thing. So this is why I am not on the border.
I know the secret to getting in.
Yes, that's bring what it is. Bring a teddy bear.
I need to borrow your lawnmower. I'll bring a teddy bear. I'll be able to get whatever I want.
Yeah, you don't want me there. Because that is hard. Like, how you draw the line, but you have to, but there's policies in place and there's ways that you do it properly. And lots of people work their way towards citizenship, and they don't just get a
well, we have a lot of
pass.
Family that has
yes.
worked their way towards citizenship.
Yes.
And yes,
that
you
is
do. Yeah.
That is the way to do it.
And I do too.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And I'm sure there's so many people out there that have family that have done it that way. And it's just.
And we're proud of it.
Absolutely. And yeah. I remember when one of our family members got their citizenship and the celebration.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
It's a big deal. Yes. Yeah. And like, you see so many people that they're working right now so hard, and that's what they're striving for. That's what they're working towards. And like, then they can really appreciate and understand like the American dream, if you will. And, you know, when they do have that right to vote, like they've gone through the process, as opposed to just like a free handout and not doing anything with their once they get here. Yeah.
So you weren't here for the early part of the show. I don't know if you heard or not my monologue. I gave the analogy of what it would be like to have your dream house. You finally built your dream house. You come home and people are in your house eating your food and doing stuff like it's theirs. And then expanded that out to that's what our nation's going through right mm-hmm. now. And so I think the point here is it is one thing to say, I will give of my own resources to help you out of a heart of compassion because you're having a hard time, versus somebody came in, took something without asking,
yep.
and then expected me to be compassionate towards them for having taken it without asking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's where we're at. And it's I've heard amazing stories in life of people who, you know, someone's about to rob them and they wind up giving them something instead and it changed their life. I get it. That happens occasionally. But by and large, someone who steals from you or takes from you illegally is not the one who's going to be the recipient of the heart of compassion.
Yeah.
Nor right. should nor should they sometimes.
Right.
All right. Boom right. shakalaka. We got to go to a break.
Yes, we do.
This segment always goes by so fast.
Yes,
all right.
It does.
So we'll come right back, and this is where I sit back in fear and trembling, wondering what question they're going to ask me, because the next part of Boomer and McQueen is they ask me anything they want to. I reserve the right to say no, but okay. Nonetheless, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. I will have order in my studio. I need a gavel. This has gotten, it's chaos in here, I'm just saying. All right, we're with Boomer and McQueen right now. Let's do the whoop-whoops again. Boomer and McQueen, the whoop-whoops. Do it.
Only right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, so it's my favorite time of the week, Boomer and McQueen. I have questions for them at the first part, and then we come back from the break, typically around now, and I sit back and wait because they have a question for me. Anything they want. Ooh. I do reserve the right to say, ain't no way I'm answering that question. So let's go ahead and I will defer to McQueen first. So even though you've been a smart aleck during the break, go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well, I have a lighthearted question for you today.
Oh, good.
Yes. So you have adorable grandkids.
Yes,
we were just looking at pictures of them. And so what are you, like, as they grow up, so let's see, you have an almost one-year-old and a three-and-a-half-year-old. Do you have another one? Just the two of them. Okay.
Two so far.
Okay.
So far.
And counting, right? What are you most excited like about doing with them or teaching them just as they grow up?
Oh, dang.
I know.
Ooh. You know.
That's good.
I'll tell you, sometimes it's the little stuff, you know. that like you didn't see it coming. It wasn't planned. And it's like, oh my gosh, like I'll never forget. They're out of state. We were up there visiting, and I'm sitting on the couch with my little man, and he was maybe not quite three yet. And we're just watching cartoons together for a minute. I mean, it's like nothing special. Sitting on the couch, and he said, he calls me Cap. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "What's that, Cap?" And I told him what it was on the TV. And then he just says, "I love you, Cap." I was done in, man. I was done in.
Whatever you want. What do you want to do, buddy?
I'll buy it all.
You're my sole heir. Everything is yours. But you know, sometimes it's the little things, uh-huh. and you can't get around how cool that is. But I tell you what, we love is when they come to the house, and you know, we've got a big backyard, and we bought that property with that backyard with the intent of being able to see grandkids running around in the grass. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they come home, they're out there with the dog. He's out there running around with his dog in our backyard. Sometimes it's the simplest stuff. Mm-hmm. We do have our first beach trip being planned with as grandparents.
Oh, man.
That is in the planning phases right now.
Nice.
Like how? Like this year, next year?
Yeah, it'll be within this calendar year.
Okay.
But we're looking at the very first time to go to the beach and walk around in the surf and poke our toes in the sand. And,
man.
So that's I'm looking forward to that in a big, 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 big way.
Of course.
That's awesome.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be the permanent babysitters, and mm-hmm, my son and daughter-in-law will go off on a date. We'll be worn out when the week's over.
You will
with.
Be.
So as long as you understand that's so exactly what it. Is going to happen, yes. All right. I will say that when we got to do that the first time with Pax, that is like the best trip we've ever gone on. That first time with him at the beach. And he was right about three.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was fun.
We got about 3.5 minutes. So yeah. What you got one too?
Yeah, I got a question. So not you know, Cap question related.
All I want is Cap granddaddy questions. All right.
So, but my question is, how long do you think it's going to be before someone, quotations, goes after Elon Musk because now Twitter is the place to go for free speech? And, you know, Tucker Carlson's going there, and he's not going to be the... first, we were there.
We were.
Start streaming.
We were on it.
But... Tucker followed us, and then, you know, who else is going to be there very, very soon? You know, that's where everybody's going to start going, but they're going to go after it.
I can see it coming. Suddenly, Elon Musk is under investigation for tax fraud, or who knows? I don't know. Now, I will say this: in the court of public opinion, he's already a pariah for the liberals. Mm. I mean, they, you know, the guy who used to be. You know, kind of the dude. He has Tesla. You know, and he's taking us into space. What are you gonna do for us, Elon Musk? Well, now all of a sudden he's like, well, that Elon Musk guy. He's an evil man. He's for free speech. And just, so I look at it and think, I don't have an answer to your question per se, but I agree with you. I think they're gonna find some reason to be able to go after him mm-hmm. and do what they can to try and take him down a notch. But good luck doing that because you're talking about the richest man in the world.
Yep.
Who can go live on a backside of a mountaintop in, you know, Zimbabwe.
Somewhere.
And still do better than anybody else. So
unlimited funds, yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
that's it.
He's like a country unto himself in some ways.
Yeah.
He probably owns a few.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Maybe he should invest in Right Side Radio.
He should.
That's what I think.
I'm going to call
Andy
him
should
next.
Save the rocket.
He can save the rocket.
I know. We could just save the rocket.
Why don't we call him?
Y'all are both on we're all on Twitter.
We're posting the social media. Elon Musk can help save the rocket.
Elon Musk.
All right, we got about a minute. We usually end up with, if we have time, who has the stupidest story of the week? The stupidest story of the week. What is it going to be? Who is it?
Well,
is
we
it?
Got 10 seconds.
Okay, never mind.
I was all excited. I was going to yell mine out really fast, but I can't do it that fast.
What's the headline?
I'm sorry.
You got a headline?
Man breaks into like 5 houses, and in every single one, he jumps in the pool or on the trampoline.
That's your story?
Yes, that's crazy. Like 5 houses he broke
into.
Florida man. Uh-huh. And he jumped on the trampoline, and it went into the pool of all the houses, if they had one or the other.
She needs to work on her stories.
She's amazed by this.
She
I am.
She loves those weird stories like that. She thinks they're the best things ever.
That is stupid. Let me break in the house. I'm going to go swimming
last
before
time
I jump
like
to the
a
next
noose
one.
Going into a,
all right,
a
y'all.
Elementary
I'm never
school.
Finding looking for a story again. That's it. I quit this one.
All right, Boomer McQueen. I love you in spite of yourselves. I love both of you. So, all right. We'll be right back. Calling up on the line here next, State Auditor Andrew Sorrell calling in. We're going to find out what's going on in Montgomery with this ESG bill, the one that basically is designed to keep wokeness out of our state finances. Phil Williams, we'll be right back. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Let me go jump.